Here at NAFB 2021 at the Farm Credit booth, and we got Bob Campbell with us. Bob, tell our listeners a little more about what you do at Farm Credit.
Well, good morning, Brent. And I lead our teams that serve customers, crop insurance and lending. So we're highly engaged with our producers right now.
Let's talk about young beginning farmers and some of those smaller farms as well. What's some of the information you want to pass along to them here today?
Well, the key that we really work on, and about 44% of our customer base by number ties into young beginning small. We do a lot of business with that group. And we're really focused on an education platform with them, and it has three legs of the stool. One is around building their financial acumen, so building their financials, understanding what their financials are telling them, and then tie that into their business acumen. How do you inform your marketing plan? How do you inform your risk management plan? How do you run your operation? And then we bring in the industry acumen that really helps them take all of that and say, well, what's going on in the industry that impacts your business? How will that then flow to your financials, and how does that change what you do in terms of your marketing? So we put a curriculum together for them that is online or self-learning or conferences. So we're trying to hit them about any channel we can to help them build their business better.
So how did that conversation go in 2021? It was kind of a challenging year with quite a few things going on.
You know, 2021, going into it, not even back up to 2019, if you remember, going into fall, we were worried about grain prices, for example, starting with a 2, corn, and beans starting maybe with a 6 or 7, and everything changed, and everything went the other way. And so we really just worked with them to say the value of having your projections and your cash flows and looking forward is now you can adjust your plan based on what the market conditions are doing. And then as you get into where we're at now, a lot of the conversations are, how do we access land? How do we do what we need to do because the land prices are so high? So we're really helping them figure out, well, how do you approach landlords? How do you approach other ways to acquire land or to grow your business that might need to be a little non-traditional right now because of where the economics are?
Anything on cashback dividends today? Anything along that topic?
Well, we had a tremendous program in early 21, and then our board did a special payment in July. And so they'll be working on their decisioning next month, as a matter of fact, for what we want to do to return our net income to our producers in early 22. We expect a strong patronage program again along the lines of what we did last year.
Bob, thanks for the time today.
Thank you very much.